15th Perek of Yevamos, Mishneh Ches. We are learning the halachas of a woman who says her husband died. In this Mishnah, we are learning the same general concept, but in relation to halachas of Yibum. Ha'isha shalcha hil bailam dina sayam ubnoi mohem. She had a husband and a wife, which basically means that a husband and a son. Which basically means that if the husband died before the son, she does not need Yibum. If the son, which is the only son, died before the husband, then she needs Yibum. She said, my husband died, and afterwards my son died. And then she's believed, because before they left, she was bechazoka, she was in a status that she does not need Yibum, because she had a son. And that she's saying, I remain in the same status. My husband died, and then afterwards my son, and therefore, I'm, as far as my marriage, I'm allowed to get remarried. As far as Yibum is concerned, I remain in the same status of not needing Yibum. What happens is she says, Meis b'ni v'achagach meis b'ayli. She says that my son died first. So by saying so, she's basically saying that now she is required to have Yibum. So now she's being made against the status that she had before. Before the husband and the child left, she does not need Yibum. Therefore, she's also to marry her husband's brother. Now she's saying, my son died before the husband, and therefore I'm required, and not only required, but I'm permitted to do the act of Yibum to my husband's brother. That we say she's Einu Nemenis. We do not believe her. We only believe a woman in respect to the Isser of Eishes Ish. In respect to the Isser of Eishes Ach, by Yibum, she's not believed. And therefore, she cannot do Yibum, but Choshim L'dvarev V'choletzis V'loy Misya Bemis. We do have to be Machmir, to be Choshish to what she says, because she says that I do require Yibum. It's not worse than any other. She says that I'm also to get remarried without Chalitza. So we require to do Chalitza, we do not permit her to do Yibum.